All right, Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. A windy day of cross-country practice on a Tuesday. We're near the Fenton Park pool, and Derek Coulter is a sophomore. Now, I know the last time we talked to you, you were a little bitty freshman running with your older brother. So what has it been like not being able to run with him this year?
Mostly it's been the same, but a lot of different responsibilities, and it's been more fun to meet all the new freshmen, even though I ran with them in junior high some, but it's just been good to be with some more friends and have fun that way.
Well, the one thing that I've really been impressed with here this year, transitioning from last year, and I don't know if COVID has something to do with it or not, but there seems to be a lot of interest in cross country, and I saw what the junior high kids have been doing. Do you follow them at all with what they're doing, and what do you think about that in terms of kind of really building this program?
I think it's good, especially with all these new people coming out, because I know the girls, they grew big with basketball, so it's just getting new experiences, and maybe they'll turn out and like it. And then the junior high program, like, they've really grown through the past few years, and I think it's just building a lot of new runners, and it'll be good for the next years to come for high school.
All right, so you take us through your emotions this year. We didn't find out until late July that there was going to be a cross-country season, and I'm sure you're a kid that put a lot of work in the off-season. So what kind of was your emotion waiting to see if there was a season, and then two, kind of really how relieved have you been to say, well, man, I'm going to have a sport for sure this year, and as we talk today, I don't know what other sports are going to be played this school year.
Yeah, I was really like,
See, we're doing this interview COVID-19 with our masks on, so it's tough to speak. Even I tell people, even the radio, it's tough to speak with masks on, but we're trying.
Yeah, I was really excited to hear about it, and I think I heard that it was gonna happen at a graduation party, and I was really, really happy about that. And I've just been working really hard throughout the off season till now, and a lot of people have, most of the team has, and track being as late as it is, not the most exciting, but like, we still have it, so I'm really excited about that also. But nothing but positive mentality.
Yeah. And all right, so I know we're talking to you on Tuesday, and the conference meet is Wednesday over in Kewaunee, and then a week from Saturday is the regional at Saukee, which is hosted by Alleman. Kind of how has your progress been this year? What have you thought with your sophomore season so far?
So far, I'm really looking for that race to pop off and really feel good, but I've been showing little improvement, not the big chunks, but no one really sees the big chunks if you're already running like the quick times. But I don't know, I'm hoping just to keep strong and run fast later on.
I like how you say it, looking to pop off.
Yeah.
That's a way to approach the rest of the season. So what about the conference meet? And I tell kids when I talk to them this year, a lot of the golf kids, right, and the cross-country kids. Now, you're not getting a true state tournament series.
Mm-hmm.
But I was talking to the Sherrard people yesterday who won the boys' golf sectional. And I said, you know, there are a lot of things you'll forget in high school, but you won't forget 2020 COVID.
Yeah.
Now, you didn't get a state tournament series in golf, those kids, but you can say we were the COVID champs. Is that you kind of approach that a little bit here this 2020 season, where, man, if I could be the conference champ in 2020, I'd be the COVID conference champ, and I'd really remember that.
I think COVID or not, like, I'd really remember it, because it'd be my first conference title if I won, and I'm hoping I do win. And this whole season, it's been memorable because it's just with all the new memories and new people, and it would be nice to run these new times and stuff.
All right, tell me, what is the most enjoyable cross-country practice when you hear, well, we're going to do this today, and then tell me when they say, well, we're doing this today, the most agonizing cross country practice. Is there one? Tell me the one you really enjoy, and then the one you know, man, I'm gonna have to really put my body through the test today.
That's a tough one. Like, I can say I get excited about some workouts because some workouts are pretty fun, but I'm not a huge fan of easy runs. But I like long runs. Long runs are fun, but if they're Monday, they're good. But the runs I dread the most are probably like the game day runs for some reason. It's like the scavenger hunts or something. I've always felt bad on all those days. Like, I've never felt good.
Well, and I can tell you approach it the right way, because running is a sport that mentality-wise, when you say enjoyment, and I know in a lot of other sports, and I'm not picking on a lot of other sports, but I know running is used as punishment per se.
Yeah.
But you say Derek Coulter, that ain't punishment for me, that's enjoyment.
Yeah.
For me. So take that, everybody, right? I mean, that's how you have to approach this sport.
Yeah. It's not punishment some days, but some days obviously are better than others, but mostly it's just getting out there and having fun, and it's peaceful, and you just can't think about the mileage or like how far you gotta go, and you just gotta have a good time and put one foot in front of the other and like get out there.
So you would look down on me if I go run my 13 minute mile pace and I have earbuds in, because I know you guys can't use earbuds. Do you ever go out on your own and you use earbuds to run, or not? Or is that a big, that's probably like a huge no-no that I'm even asking about this, but I'm talking about outside the IHSA school setting.
Yeah. No, the only time I've the only time I've ever like literally listened to music is if I'm on the treadmill, because you kind of need something to listen to, because that gets boring. But no, it's mostly just being like keyed into nature and the environment. Like this wind today, like you just hear that constantly, and you watch the trees, and yeah, I just zone in. But no, I don't like listening to music or anything.
Okay, but is it okay for a 53-year-old bald guy to go out and run 13-minute miles with earbuds in or not?
Yeah, it's whatever you want to do, whatever enjoyable.
All right, and I guess as we just kind of wrap up, tell us about the team this year. Looks like a group when I've been around, enjoyable group to be around, and you mentioned there's, you know, some extra kids running with trying a new sport. So what's it been like team-wise this year?
The team is something special. Very young on the boys' side, and the girls are doing wonderful for what they have and what they've had to deal with. And then the boys' team has so much potential, and I feel like if they can just get a glimpse of it, then they can they'll really pop off. And yeah, they all help each other. They're all really close in the races, and especially at practices, like, all super fun to hang out with, and we all have a fun time, especially like even the slow, easy recovery runs, like we all have a good time.
All right, my final question, I was like to, you know, we try to learn a little bit more about a sport maybe we don't know a lot about. What do you think the biggest misconception is about cross country? Do any classmates or anybody that's outside the realm kind of ask you like a bizarre question, and you say, well, no, that's really not what the sport is about? Is there any misconception kind of the sport that comes to mind, or something maybe you would like to promote about the sport that people don't understand?
Well, I get asked a lot, like, did you go run 20 miles yesterday or something? I'm like, no, I did not. They're like, do you run every day? And I'm like, no, I do not. Like, I don't run Sundays. And I just think if you just try it, then, and you don't look at it with such a negative attitude, that you'll really start to like it, because you can push yourself so easily and really get new goals. And even if you achieve something, like 1 second, it's so small, but it'll make you so happy. Like, but they just need to try it and not look at it like, oh, I have to run this far and it takes this much time out of my day. But it's just really encouraging when you hit a new goal or something.
Yeah, I was talking to Coach Nelson, and I think it's neat this year as we wind down, in terms of how the COVID restrictions are changing kind of races, because you can't put all the kids in the same area, so you have to spread things out, right? So mm-hmm. I see with conference meet this week, what it's the top sevens in one of the races, you told me, and then I saw how they're going to do the regional meet where the top runners are in one section, kind of a pool, next couple of runners, the second and third best runners on each team are on the next, basically, group of runners and so on. From a running standpoint for you, is that a situation, too, where you can say, when you take to the starting line, you know, because we talk about other sports, when if you're playing against the best player in basketball, you know, I see that guy, I'm going to guard him or whatever. But is it a situation, too, where you get, when you get to the starting area in those type of situations, where you can say, all right, we're going to get it on today because I'm running.
Yeah.
It's the top sevens or it's the top ones of these programs, and I'm running against the best today, and they're running in my group. So this is my motivation today. Yeah. Do you like that type of setup this year where you're getting those opportunities where I'm running against, it's clear in this race, I'm running, it's the best runner from this team against the best runner from that team and so on. Do you like that kind of situation?
I like it when it compares up to some different teams, but with how we have it so far, I'd like to see some new teams because it's only the conference teams that we've faced so far. And when it's top seven against top seven, yeah, it's really good for the team as a group, but sometimes the individuals, like not even just speaking for me, I guess if you look at like the 3, 4, 5 guy, like they might be alone running by themselves or something. It's not the best, but it's still good.
All right. Now, do you guys still run off the joint blacktop a little bit or not?
I do from time to time, especially during the off season. Like during track, I ran there a lot, but not anymore right now because we're in season. I've been running on swimming pool road more than anything.
All right. All right, as you said it, good luck and pop off at the conference meet, the regional meet. We hope you're on the sectional, too. That's where the season ends this year. So you taught us a little bit about cross country today, and good luck to you the rest of the season.
Thank you.
All right, fun talk with Derek Coulter, sophomore runner at Mercer County, joining us on WRMJ.